Mayor of Transportation Economic Development for June 30th, 2005 to order. Several straightforward items on our agenda. We'll start off with work session on House Bill 5114A, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The House Bill 5114A is the House budget bill for the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. It is nearly identical to the Senate Bill 5048A that was passed out of this subcommittee and the Senate floor, with the exception of a 3% services and supplies and capital outlay reduction totaling $140,840. The bill in its current form requires two technical adjustments, which I'd have to do to the Senate bill if it were in front of you again as well. The first adjustment is to amend the bill to allow for the non-limited expenditure for liquor purchases. And the second adjustment is to change the supplemental expenditure limitations for agents' compensation from $222,000 to $178,000. The original supplemental expenditure limitation for agents' compensation was included in the supplemental appropriation bill, House Bill 5162, which has passed both the House and the Senate floors. OLCC informs us now that they expect their revenues to increase beyond the $603.5 million used to calculate that expenditure limitation gap. They now expect to receive an additional $2 million, requiring an additional $178,000 to maintain the 8.88% rate in compensation. And so we need to amend the budget bill. So I would ask for you to make a motion to amend the bill.
Madam Chair, or Mr. Chair.
That's fine.
I move the LFO amendments into House Bill 55114.
Thank you. Any objection? No discussion? Vice versa?
So ordered. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5114 as amended to the full Senate committee with a due pass recommendation.
Discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered. Thank you. Next item on our agenda, House Bill 5122A, the Housing and Community Services Department.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 5122A is the House version of the budget bill for Housing and Community Services. There is a set of dash A2 amendments before you for consideration. The proposal would eliminate the 2003-05 supplemental appropriations that you had approved on the Senate side as well. Those have been addressed in a separate bill that it's on its way to the governor. The other recommendation is to accept or concur in the House budget plan. It differs from the Senate plan by only the 3% services and supplies reduction to general fund, which for this agency is relatively small, about $8,300.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash two amendments into House Bill 5122, the dash A2 amendments.
Thank you. Any discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5122 as amended by the A2s to the full Senate committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered.
Thank you.
Is there a lesson you want to carry that?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Next item on the agenda is House Bill 5127A, the Employment Department.
Mr. Chair and members, House Bill 5127 is almost identical to the Senate plan that was approved for the Employment Department in Senate Bill 5582, with the exception of the 3% reduction to general fund services and supplies, which totals just over $18,000 for this agency, which would be taken in the child care division because that's the only general fund money that they have. There are no needs for amendments on this House bill.
Very good. This would be the one that would be going on to our governor.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5127A to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Discussion? Objection? None, so ordered.
Okay.
Carrier, Senator Morse, you want to take this one?
Certainly.
Thanks, sir. Next item, last item on the agenda, House Bill 2717B-B, relating to postponement of workers' compensation hearings.
Thank you, sir.
the august, world-renowned, famous chief legislative fiscal officer will attend us in this difficult deliberation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, House Bill 2717 is relating to the postponement of workers' compensation hearings. I provided you with a budget report. This bill went through the House Budget Committee, and House Budget Committee staff messed up the amendments, and that would have been me. So it's back before the Senate Budget Committee to adopt the dash B7 amendments. The House Committee had intended to put these into the bill, did add an expenditure limitation for limited duration positions to take care of the temporary spike in workload if this bill passed, and so we're bringing it back to you to add in the correct amendments.
Those were the B7s?
Those would be the B7s, yes, Mr. Chair.
B7s, Mr. Yes. Chair, I move the B7 amendments into House Bill 2717B.
Very good.
Anything we can do to help our House colleagues? All right, guys.
Discussion? Look at the agreement. Look at the harmony.
Man. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Objection? Seeing none? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2717 as amended by the B7s to the full committee with a two-pass recommendation.
Very good. Discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered. We're adjourned. Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm.